Evolution's Smoking Gun. Despite the title of his book, Darwin never solved the mystery of mysteries, as he called the origin of species. In 1997, evolutionary biologist Keith Stewart Thompson wrote, "A matter of unfinished business for biologists is the identification of evolution's smoking gun. And the smoking gun of evolution is speciation, not local adaptation and differentiation of populations." Before Darwin, the consensus was that species can vary only within certain limits. Indeed, centuries of artificial selection had seemingly demonstrated such limits experimentally. "Darwin had to show that the limits could be broken," wrote Thompson. "So do we." Some Darwinists claim that they have found evolution's smoking gun by observing speciation in action. A 1987 article in American Biology Teacher cited several instances of observed speciation that can silence at least one common creationist argument against evolution. A pro-Darwin website, talk.origins, subsequently posted a long essay titled "Observed Instances of Speciation," which was soon followed by "Some More Observed Speciation Events." Anyone who takes the time to plow through the references cited in these essays finds that most of the alleged instances of observed speciation are actually analyses of already existing species that are used to defend one or another hypothesis of how speciation occurs. For example, it seems likely that various species of finches on the Galapagos Islands are descended with modification from an original ancestor that came from the mainland of South America. It also seems likely that some similar fish species in African lakes had a recent origin. Biologists have proposed various hypotheses about how such species originated, and articles about them make up most of the alleged observed instances of speciation mentioned above. But analyzing existing species to test hypotheses about how they originated is a far cry from observing speciation in action. There actually are some confirmed cases of observed speciation in plants, all of them due to an increase in the number of chromosomes, or polyploidy. In the first decades of the 20th century, Swedish scientist Arne Münzing used two plant species to make a hybrid that underwent chromosome doubling to produce hemp nettle, a member of the mint family that had already been found in nature. Polyploidy can also be physically or chemically induced without hybridization. Observed cases of speciation by polyploidy, however, are limited to flowering plants. According to evolutionary biologist Douglas J. Futuhima, polyploidy does not confer major new morphological characteristics and does not cause the evolution of new genera, or higher levels in the biological hierarchy. Darwinism depends on the splitting of one species into two,